Welcome to Debating Marketing and Climate Change, where we explore innovative solutions for a more sustainable future. Today, we're diving into a fascinating paradox. Are secondhand markets the solution to overconsumption, or are they themselves becoming part of the problem? Before we go into today's topic, I would like to ask my listeners to picture this for me. Imagine yourself walking into a vintage store, like Armstrong & Son in Edinburgh, one of my favorite spots. Packed among the tight spaces are leather jackets from the 1960s, vintage dresses from the 1920s. Every piece tells a story. Each garment gets a second chance at life instead of gathering dust in someone's wardrobe, or worse, ending up in a landfill. This scene represents what many see as the ideal of secondhand markets. It is not only the exchange space for used or pre-owned products, but also gives new life to old items while reducing waste. And this is a rapidly growing market. The global secondhand market is currently valued at nearly $200 billion, with a projected growth to $300 billion by 2026. Even luxury brands like Gucci and Balenciaga are jumping on the bandwagon, partnering with resale platforms and promoting what they call the circular fashion revolution. But before we celebrate this growth, let's understand what we're trying to fix. Overconsumption can be understood as a complex resource dilemma, where the total resource size is unknown, the access to these resources are unequal, and we, as consumers, lack clear information about how our consumption choices impact these resources. While the roots of the problem are complex, the figures are rather simple. If everyone on Earth consumed like the average British person, we'd be needing 2.6 planets to sustain our lifestyle. This is unsustainable. This level of consumption is closely tied to our current linear system. We make, use, and throw away, with little thought about the consequences. It's a system that promotes obsolescence by shortening product lifespan and increasing repair fees. A system that is fueling a throwaway mindset that we embrace, a relic from our industrial race. And secondhand markets seem like a perfect solution to this issue. Take the example of cotton t-shirts. Recycling 1 ton of t-shirts saves about 1 ton of carbon, but reusing them could save 12 times that amount. And it's not just about carbon either, it's about extending product life cycles and reducing the need for new production. However, and this is where it gets complicated, recent research suggests that the growing commercialization of secondhand markets might be undermining their potential to address overconsumption. First is what we call the affordance paradox, as research by Dakili shows that the very features that make secondhand platforms more accessible, like transaction facilities or promotional bundles, are triggering increased consumption. Think of your neighborhood charity shop. The convenience plus affordability means thrifting that £7 dress is just irresistible. And the online platforms like Vinted, where the process of buying and selling are increasingly simplified, and regular notifications on price drops and new offers are designed to promote impulsive consumption. This creates what researchers term a circular rebound effect, where the environmental benefits of reuse are offset by increased consumption volume. Moreover, we're seeing a profound profit versus purpose dilemma. For-profit businesses entering the market are prioritizing financial returns over environmental benefits. This is forcing traditional nonprofit organizations to potentially compromise their social missions just to remain competitive. Some for-profit businesses even rely on revenue from selling new clothes to sustain their secondhand operations, meaning that they support the fast fashion system that they're supposed to be replacing. Take, for example, the resale platform launched by Zara and Shein. While these companies claim to be promoting circularity, industry expert like Maxime Bedet points out that they might actually increase consumption of new items. because people are led to believe that their purchases now have no consequences, as they now can be resold. Shein even admitted themselves that resale threatens to cannibalize the sale of new items, suggesting that their move into resale is more about controlling the secondhand market than promoting sustainability. So where does the solution lie? Well, it may in fact be lying with us, the consumers. We have seen the good of secondhand markets. The nonprofit organizations promoting prolonged product lifespan to achieve environmental and social benefits. And we have seen the bad. The for-profit actors leveraging the sustainability trend only to drive further consumption. And as consumers, we hold the power. Every purchase decision we make is a vote for the kind of system we want to support. When we choose where to buy and sell our secondhand items, we're not just making a transaction. We are supporting a particular business model and its associated values. And so consider where you want to buy and sell. Support local nonprofit organizations and be wary of greenwashing. Just because a platform sells secondhand items doesn't mean it's automatically sustainable. Look at their overall business model and consider what else they're selling. And finally, remember that buying secondhand isn't a license to consume more. The most sustainable item is still the one you don't buy. So to conclude today's episode, the secondhand market is indeed standing at a crossroad. Will it become a true alternative to our throwaway culture or just another phase of consumerism? The answer depends on the choices we make as consumers. What we need isn't just a change in where we buy our clothes, but a fundamental shift from self-interested consumerist values to pro-social and pro-environmental values. Moving beyond seeing secondhand simply as a way to save money or find unique items, and instead as part of a broader movement toward truly sustainable consumption. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.